On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about an upcoming event, Emergency Preparedness, and we are happy to be able to talk a little bit more about what this is all about and are you prepared with the Director of the Lenawee County Department on Aging, Carrie Robitero. Carrie, welcome back into the program.
Well, thank you, Dale, and that is always the question. Are you prepared?
Yeah, that's for sure, and that is the title of the event, is the Are You Prepared? Emergency Preparedness. And why did you pick this topic?
Well, you know, when the committee was talking about things that we felt were important for the community to know, we started talking about all the things that have happened in the last year or so where we had to be prepared. Power outages, ice storms, wind storms, too much rain.
Yeah.
Not enough rain.
Yeah.
And even the folks over at Riverview Terrace and the situation that they were in, that they had to leave their home in a moment's notice. So being prepared is critical. And we know we can't fix everything in one moment, but we're hoping that this opportunity gives people a little window to start being mindful of that.
Yeah. And be more prepared.
Correct.
Yeah. When is this going to be held, Carrie?
It is September 22nd, so Friday, and it starts at 9 a.m., and it is at the Tecumseh Senior Center.
Okay. And this is being put on by the Lenawee County Department on Aging and Triad, right?
That is correct. Okay. The Triad Committee is driving this home.
Okay. So this starts at 9 o'clock, and it's only going to be for an hour, correct, Carrie?
It is only going to be for an hour, so it's a lot of information in a short period of time.
So what do you have planned for that hour then, Carrie?
We have Craig Tanis, who is our county emergency manager, coming to talk about what is his job, what does he do, and then he's also going to share a little bit about Smart 911 and how important that tool is to all of us.
That's right, yeah.
The second speaker we have is Susie Dice from our Lenawee County Health Department. She's the emergency preparedness person there, and she is going to help us build our toolbox.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by helping to build a toolbox then, Carrie?
Well, there are certain things that we might want to have available if we had to shelter in place. There are certain things we may need if we need to leave the home. And so she's going to help put those tools together for us with some listings, but those that are in attendance may even take home a few of their own tools.
Nice. Yeah. And start building that box. That box, yeah. And, you know, and we were talking before we went on the air on things, for example, of, you know, if you had to leave your home for an emergency of any type, is what your list of medications are, right, Carrie?
What's your list of medications? Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are your medications? Do you have a phone charger?
Oh.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a battery flashlight that's available should the lights go out? Because we've had that happen.
Mm-hmm. And I think so important, too, if especially with the different emergencies that we went through that you had mentioned, is that, you know, if you get a battery-operated radio so you can kind of keep informed on what's happening and, you know, just keep up on things that are going on too, Carrie.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Battery-operated. Susie will probably even talk about how much water you might need to have on hand and how do you access it and how long should it last.
And even to the point of, you know, where to go.
Where to go?
Yeah.
Who can you go to? How do you get there?
Yeah.
Do you have pets?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some good points are going to be brought up. And the thing is within that hour, like you said, Carrie, it's going to be a very information-filled hour. But still, it's going to be good information to be able to take with you.
It will be a lot of information that you'll take with you. And Susie has done a great job of putting that together so that you can take it with you. You're going to listen to it, but we all know that we need to go back and go, what did she say?
Yeah.
So she has put together some great resources.
And that's another thing, too, to be able to know what to do in an emergency. And, you know, if you don't have a generator, what do you do when you do have a power outage? Or if you lose heat, if it's during the wintertime, that what do you do then? And maybe one of the things that you can help to get through that emergency too.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and some simple things, like we all have a cell phone and everybody's phone number is on that cell phone. But when that cell phone battery dies,
yeah,
poof.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know my son's number because I just hit his number, his picture on my phone.
That's right. Yeah.
So having that physical list is important too.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Have an actual physical list to be able to access to. Because if you do, your battery runs out, you might be able to get to some place to where you can access a landline. Or maybe somebody else's cell phone.
Correct.
For that matter, too. Very important information is going to be given out during that day.
I'm really excited to be there myself.
Yeah.
To learn what Susie has planned and to share.
And also, you know, the role that Craig Tanis has as our emergency management coordinator.
Wow, what a role.
Yeah.
And I think people don't understand the impact that position has in our community. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He does a lot, you know, and he's aware of a lot of different things that does happen within the county, too. Who is this actually aimed at, Carrie, for this day?
Well, because we're the Department on Aging and Triad, we always like to say that we're aiming this for people who are 60 and over and or a caregiver. But the reality is we'll all be 60.
That's
and
right.
And we might all be a caregiver.
Yeah.
So it's important for all of us, and anyone can attend. We're not going to check ID at the door.
That's right, yeah. As my partner in crime in the morning show, he says, we're not going to check your passport.
That's right. We will not.
Yeah. Once again, the emergency preparedness, are you prepared, is going to be when and where again, Carrie?
September 22nd. Starting at 9 a.m., it will be at the Tecumseh Senior Center. And for those of you who need an address, it's 703 East Chicago Boulevard in Tecumseh. And for those of you who are like me and just like to know a picture of where I'm going, it is the building with the water wheel on the east side of Tecumseh.
Right there.
Right on M50.
On M50, too. And do they have to register ahead of time for this?
There is no registration necessary. If you get up in the morning and say, gosh, I'd like to learn something, and they might have treats, I'm going to go. And just show up.
And you're going to have treats, right?
Of course we're going to have treats.
Excellent, excellent. Well, this is going to be something very worthwhile to attend. It's only going to take an hour of your time, but you're going to be taking away a lot of great information, not only what to do to prepare for an emergency, but also some great information from Craig and Susie about what their jobs are and what can be done. And there's nothing better to be having that knowledge of what to do in a case of an emergency, no matter what it may be. And you kind of feel a little bit, safer.
That's exactly the word I would use.
Yes.
Safer.
Safer, exactly.
Smarter, safer.
And prepared.
And prepared.
Yeah. Carrie, thank you so much for being on the program. Hopefully that will get a lot of people that will be coming out to this and get all that great information, because the more the information you know, the better prepared you are.
We hope to see everybody out there. I hope the place is packed.
I hope so, too. Carrie Rebotero was the director of the Lenawee County Department on Aging with the event that's coming up with the Lenawee County Department on Aging and Triad, Safe, Sound, and Secure. And that's the name of the game on that day, too.
It is.
Yes. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.